Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you fabulous, amazing, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. I'm back. I missed you, and there's no other way I could work everything out. And I'm happy because I really believe that what happens for a reason. And I got so many emails about what people got from listening to that private session. So thank you for those acknowledgments. Okay, we have an interesting show today because those of you who actually read my e-blast, the last one was on rules. And there was a lot of reaction to it. And And so there were particularly three emails that I wanted to address. And I have written the people that wrote the emails, and please ask them to join me on the show so that we could get to the pony in the poop. Because, you know, guys, my intention and my job on this show is not to make people happy and not to be doing all the time what is politically or spiritually or any other way correct. My job is not to please people. My job is to bring in the truth. And that means for me and for everybody else on this show. So if you read the e-blast on rules, you will kind of know what I'm talking about. If you didn't, basically it was about we need rules. And a lot of people, even good, normal, natural, spiritual people, are abusing the rules that we all believe we live by. And I happened to talk about me waiting in line on a one-way street in a parking lot for a parking space. And I waited for quite some time, and as I was finally pulling into a place, somebody came around going the wrong way and pulled into the space. Now, that put me in reaction. That pissed me off. And any time energy goes against other expected energy, people get into reaction. And we know when we're in reaction, we're not in creation. Then I happen to mention this one line, and I want to read this one line to you. I think that's one reason people are so upset with President Trump. He doesn't play by the rules, and he blatantly lets you know he doesn't care. It infuriates us who are striving to be in integrity, honesty, and respect for one another. That is a fact. That is not a political opinion. That is a fact that many people are in reaction to this behavior. And so I was looking at all this and asking what the channel had to say about it. The first thing because my last line before this was, so what's the answer when we get bullied by someone who doesn't play by the rules? According to the channel, we first have to accept that they aren't. They aren't playing by our rules, but they also aren't bullying us. Secondly, we have to change our perceptions that are helping us to create us attracting those things. I choose to see the world as a world where people choose to live in integrity and fairness, for example. And then, of course, we have to be the people in integrity and fairness that we want the world to be made up of. Okay, so when I got these emails, I went back to my e-blast and I said, okay, I want the highest answer. I want to test everything that is in here. Is there anything I should have changed? Is there anything that is incorrect? I still get a no, and I stand by my channel. So I'm just going to go over some of these because my job, again, is to bring out the truth. I wish one of these lovely people would have joined me so they could bring in what is coming up for them, but since they have not chosen to do that, so, guys, there are rules and there are rules. There are rules in a civilized society that you have to live by. Like, we don't murder each other. Like, we don't steal from each other. We don't, you know, disrespect one another when a bunch of people have gotten together for a concert by hauling off and shooting him with a shotgun. Those are rules. And those are rules that are put in place so that we can all live together and hopefully live in a world where we can trust each other. And yes, there are some rules that ultimately are made to be broken, but not through disrespect and a lack of love. Slavery was a rule at one time. The consciousness decided at one time that that no longer should be a rule. But it wasn't done by blatantly ignoring the rule that was there. It was done by accepting and acknowledging the rule and then working together to change the rule. So this one email says, well, they're saying it's somewhere ignorant or arrogant to assume that my rules apply to other people. Well, that may be true about your rule about your own personal hygiene. That does not apply to the rule that we don't go around killing people. That's everybody's freaking rule. And we have to abide by that or we live in a state of chaos and fear. Your rule states that we wait in orderly lines to get the prize. No. My rule as far as the parking place was a legal rule. If the freeway is marked one way, you don't get on the freeway and go the opposite way. You kill yourself and you kill other people. That's a rule to keep a society orderly. There's an interesting line here, but rules are just formalized belief systems. I found that to be very interesting but the channel disagrees. Rules basically are a safety system. And they're a safety system to help us know that we actually are in control of our own lives by following the rules with other people. And then there was a statement in the same email. Well, we know what to expect if everyone else follows our rules, but they hardly ever do. Now, there's a belief system. There is a perspective that the writer is holding that hardly anybody else follows our rules. So right there, you've got a society in conflict and contention with each other. It's an opportunity. This is from my email. It's an opportunity to practice what we know and check our perceptions of other people's integrity. Well, the fact that they hardly ever do follow the rules is a perception of other people's integrity. And we know from our work that our perceptions of how we see the world and how the world sees us creates our reality of what we're living in. Everyone has the right to make their own rules. We have a right to make the rule about what we believe in. We do not have the right to say, I don't care if it's a rule that I shouldn't kill people. I'm going to make my own rule. And basically, what the channel is saying is all of these emails come down to the fear that we are not our own creator. All power to create ourselves along with and next to other people who are creating themselves. All right, I'm going to go on to the second email. I can't believe you have interjected politics here in the way you have. Now, the only politics that I said were those sentences that I wrote about, I think that's one reason that people are so upset with President Trump. Well, they are. That is a fact. Now, I could have used human rights. I think that's why we're all up in arms about human rights, is because people aren't playing by the rules. Certainly not the spiritual rule of love, but not even the rule that is literally in our Constitution, that everyone is created equal and is protected equally under the laws of this country. What if I'd used sexual equality? Would everybody have been up in arms about that? You see, if you're in reaction to the fact that I talked about politics, that's where your pony is, guys. And when we can't sit down and talk both sides about anything, we don't have a democracy anymore. That's what our country and our energy is based on. I don't understand, when we are in the business of bringing in the highest truth, why any subject would be off limits. We have to be able to look at anything and everything within ourselves and talk about it and discuss it and shift where the littleness is within us. My God, we have families who are not talking to each other because they're so threatened by how each other looks at things. Nothing threatens your power over your own creation. And any time we are in reaction, it takes us out of creation, because the anger, guys, comes from the fear. The anger comes from the fear. Okay, hang on. I got one more. And they start out, interesting point of view you have about President Trump. He is honoring one another way more than Hillary Clinton. My God, you, I can't believe you even read that into what is on the page from the e-blast. But again, you see, this is the big gift in all of this, guys. Our perceptions and our lack of knowing that we have the power to create ourselves pushes us into reaction and into argument. You don't think I don't know that Hillary Clinton has as many problems? A lot of people in politics have as many problems, and you know what? They're just a spotlight on us. They are a spotlight on us. And the only rules that should be broken are the rules that support love. The rules that support love, because we know that love heals everything and creates everything. And I really wanted to address this. I wanted you to know that I went back and tested myself. I wanted you to know that I tested each and every sentence in these emails. Because I want the highest answer for all of us. But to get the highest answer and not be willing to accept what's plugging us in so we can heal it, it's not going to get us anywhere. Not going to get us anywhere. So again, I want to reiterate, I invited all three of these people to come on with me to discuss this so this wouldn't be a one-way discourse. And maybe they'll join us during the show sometime. I've asked Stephen to look out for you. So if you're listening, I would love to have you come on and join me in this discussion for everybody. Okay, December 27th, guys. Aurora, the office will be closed and Aurora will be off. She will not be able to help you. So if you want to sign up for the predictions webinar, and I want to remind you that the channel really called it exactly last year, please do so earlier than later, okay? Sign up at imdwallace.com or over the e-blast. And I'm really excited in January. We're going to have an awesome webinar, How to Change the Brain Through Conscious Intention. And April Molnar, who is a primary therapist and clinical case management consultant in clinical consulting, is going to be with us. Boy, does she have some information. I want to bring in that challenge that we have with actual brain research and the spirituality, okay? By the way, in the predictions webinar, we'll be able to be doing some individual work also. And the special, because I booked this amazing job in South Africa, and will be unavailable for the last 2 weeks in January, we've opened up and extended the Christmas special, $100 for 30 minutes through February, or part of February. So again, you can check out the website to get all that. And Stephen wanted to be me to remind you that you have 2 days left for Christmas delivery. If you want to order far out foods, I ordered it for absolutely everybody, all the guys in my family, and one of my women who does a lot of barbecuing. If you put in all caps free shipping, you'll get your discount. Far out foods, that's foods with a Z. Okay. I think, well, they're saying, they want us to balance everything that we just talked about. So we're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. And also now they are reminding me that we are all in agreement. The information that's coming out and the raising of our consciousness that's happening right now, we all want. We all want that. However, we are not agreeing in some of the ways it's being done because the channel reminds us again that love is the most powerful form of creation on this earth. All righty, we're going to the calls. Woof, goodness, goodness. Robin in Colorado, we're going to start with you.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby cakes.
Hi, hey, I just gave away the last Buffalopaloo that I bought to use for new souls that were coming into this planet.
Oh, so, thank you for that, Robin.
You're welcome. She loved it.
Oh, good. Oh, perfect. Perfect age.
Yeah, it was. It was. She was delighted. So my question, it's interesting. It's about, it seems to be about trust and integrity. So rules and...
Apply, yeah.
And it has to do with relationship agreements and violations where... we don't see things the same way. And I'm not sure at this moment if that
okay,
just means
well,
it's not the...
Not seeing the same thing, things the same way can be rules and can merely be perceptions and feelings. Okay?
Okay.
So can you give me a definitive? What's it about?
Agreements made in the past about finances.
Okay. The first thing that came in, Robin, that is this with a male? He's in fear. And so he's become very defensive. And that's what it's about. That he's digging his heels in because what I'm hearing is he's in fear he can't take care of the responsibilities that he accepted. So are we going on the right track?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. But you see, you're not seeing and feeling and understanding his fear. And that's going to help you deal with it in a more successful way.
Okay.
However... You had an agreement between the two of you. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. And that agreement became, through your understanding, a rule and through his. It was a rule mm-hmm. that this is the way we're going to do things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, I just keep hearing he's unable to do it now. Is that true? Has circumstances changed so much that he's unable to keep his agreement?
I don't believe so, but maybe I don't know the whole picture.
I'm getting that's a true statement, that you don't know the
okay.
whole picture. And, you know, like a lot of guys, he's very proud, and
mm-hmm.
He's really in fear. They keep going back to fear.
Okay.
So... their suggestion, this is the highest thing that I'm hearing yet, just went to my big yes. Their suggestion is you, instead of, they're showing me like pointing a finger at him,
mm-hmm.
sit down in a loving way and try to understand where this is coming from. That, you know, this isn't you. Is something going on? Is there something I need to know about so I can understand this more so we can work it out? Blah, blah, blah. Are you able to do that?
Sure. So
okay.
Approach from empathy and.
Yes. And,
yeah.
a desire to understand what his fear is. Because if you can deal with his fear, there are some ways to work this out. You may have to change the rule through choice and compassion in order to work it out. But it will not harm the relationship in the way that it would if you're screwing up and you promised and blah, 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 all that. Do you understand?
I do.
Hold on. There's one more thing coming in. We're going to a core belief now. Hang on. This page here. Yes. I'll never be good enough, so I leave. That's kind of what he's going, oh, shit, I'm not good enough now. And that's what he's dealing with. And that will help you understand a little bit more, okay?
Okay.
So okay.
Not what I'm dealing with, but he's dealing with. That's
well, but what he's...
belief.
Yes.
I mean,
but,
it's got to be me,
but,
too.
But it is pushing you into dealing with your stuff and your fear about, well, wait a minute, we had a deal here. You
for
see?
Real. Yep.
And when you have a deal, which is a rule, energetically
mm-hmm.
or legally, and
mm-hmm.
somebody defaults on that, the other person has to go into reaction. Okay?
Yeah.
And when we're in reaction, we are out of trying to create what we can.
Okay.
The
yeah.
solution
yeah.
eludes us because we're not asking what the solution is. We're asking where the blame is and why this is happening, which just takes us down the negative rabbit hole.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
That is true. Yep.
Very good. Boy, yeah, right in alignment with today's show. Thank you, Robin.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye, baby. Okay, Miss Iris in Philadelphia, what's up?
Hey, Dean, how you doing?
I'm good. Glad I'm home for 4 days. What's up?
Yeah. Well, I sent an email about the mold. Last month, everything kind of like came up at once, and a big thing that happened was found a bunch of mold like in my bedroom, kind of all over my clothes and shoes and stuff. And I've been working to like clean it, and because we're not in a position where we can move to a different apartment. And it kind of like spurred a bunch of health things. But now I've got that much more, managing that much more than I was last month. But I was just wondering, like, energetically, kind of what the heck's going on.
Well, it's representing energetically stuff you're hiding from yourself.
Okay.
That's growing in an unhealthy way. So now they're taking me, I might as well just keep this open to a core belief. This page here, yeah. It's, and all of this, everything that we're talking about today is about I can never be God. And you are hiding, as we all are, guys, believing and knowing two different things. We all believe that we can or are God, the God of us. We believe that we can create our own lives. But we don't know it for sure. And that that mold of not knowing is growing within us and making us sick. Wow. Okay, so now they're bringing in rules again. So it's almost, they're saying, Iris, like, and everybody, like, we made a rule. We made an agreement amongst ourselves and what we called God, which was really religion. We made a rule that if we didn't accept the fact that we were our own creators and it was all about God, and if God didn't want us to have it, then we didn't have it, and all that old religious stuff, that we'd be okay. And that's a rule that we need to break, that we need to rewrite, because that was not God's rule. That wasn't the energy's rule. That was man's rule. Man's rule to hold other man down. Are we going to rewrite that for 2019 or not? Now, I don't get there's anything to worry about health-wise. You're on top of it. It's rebalancing itself. But again, Iris, they're asking, did you direct your body to rebalance? Did you tell it, okay, anything you've taken on from this, come back into balance now?
No, that sounds like a great. Yes,
well, okay, but guys, we know that. You hear that every week. That's a part of what we practice. And yet, you see, we're not doing it. And the rule is, if you want change, you can't keep doing the same thing you've always done, because you're going to get what you've always gotten. So rewrite the rule in a positive, powerful way and start using your power. To use your power this year, your power of creation. And sometimes that means I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Yeah.
Through
nice.
Love.
That's great.
And I know that sounds like an oxymoron. I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. Through love, I am using my power of my self-creation. And asking God in the universe to come in and partner with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's everything I'm getting. That makes sense to you?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, and another thing, thinking about the rules, I've noticed the kind of like the older I get, the more structure I crave. And that's been kind of like my thing as an artist, learning, taking me a long time to learn that I actually create structure so that I can have space
freedom.
To play and like be creative.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to have rules and structure to have freedom.
Right.
And rules and structure without love and integrity equals dictatorship and no freedom.
Yeah.
And that's where people's understanding gets all askew here. Of course, we have to have rules. And of course, some of those rules are meant to be broken. But the intention behind breaking them has got to be stemmed from love. So anything from anybody that's out of alignment with love, walk the other way. It ain't going to work in the long run. It will create chaos and havoc and mistrust and a lack of dignity. And so it is. Thank you, darling.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dee.
You bet. Happy holidays, everybody. By the way, I will be with you every show through December now. Just want to let you know. Paula in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you.
Hi, baby.
I'm actually reporting this. So I called in about this job thing, you know, for like a month, even longer. And I just want to report how the process, you know, and because it totally relates to what we're talking about today. And how, I had the interview and then I was like, I went into the old, victim, all this stuff. And I said, no, I can't go there. And so it took me this process of getting to where, you get, you just let it go. I put my order into the universe and, if one door closes, another door opens, and just really holding that space and feeling expansive and just going, knowing that the universe, whatever, it has my order. And then I found out last week it was really close and that I got it.
Ah, yes.
And I'm
and
so
that's
happy.
How it works. See?
Yes. And I,
that is how yes. it works. You've got to catch those thoughts. You've got to catch those feelings and go, no, I am not going there. I'm going
exactly.
here.
Exactly.
I am going to stay in my knowing. Oh, Paula, that's awesome. And now you see, you've got the formula. Now you
exactly.
just repeat it. Everywhere
and
in your life,
discipline.
You just repeat it. Yes.
And
you,
yes,
for
and
sure it's discipline. Yep.
Yes. And it's like, and it's expansion. It feels expansive. And then when you feel the contraction, that's like, no, got to get back into that space of expansion and trust all this stuff.
Yep. And hold yourself in alignment. Oh,
yes.
Sweetheart, thank you for that testimonial. And thank you for proving to yourself your own power of creation.
You. We, this was a journey we were all on together.
Yep. But I've done it with myself and seen, this film that I'm doing in January brought together months of a culmination of work and focus that I've held.
That's
and,
great.
And so I'm celebrating with you the joy of the expansiveness of that feeling.
Yes. Thank you.
Awesome.
And congratulations to you too.
Thank you, baby cakes. And woohoo, happy holidays.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Ann from Georgia, you're on. Hi, sweet thing. How are you?
Well, I've got one thing, too. I called in for one thing, but this call has brought up something very clearly that needs to be discussed. Anyway, I called in for my plantar fasciitis or whatever, however you say it, to see if you had the emotions behind it. But what's come up is I have an issue with a rental client. There was a leak in the house. I did everything in line. He has taken me to a lawyer now. He agreed to deal with Rudy yesterday. Rudy went over. We met all his demands. And then he took our check for $1,600 and promptly said that he was going to get the truck on Saturday, the Saturday before Christmas, when he had told us he would get the truck, and if we would provide the workers to move him, he would move on Monday. So anyway, he's a hoarder, and the house is...
Okay, but Anne, you're starting to ramble now, and I need to bring you back.
Okay,
so,
yeah, because... Yeah.
What in one sentence, tell me, do you feel like he broke a rule or did you break a rule? Or what are we literally talking about in one sentence?
I did ask him to leave, and I don't know that that's a rule, that I broke a rule in doing that.
Did he say he would leave? What I'm trying to get to is where the problem is.
Yesterday when I thought it was all solved, he said he would leave if I gave him $1,600.
Okay.
He won't deal with me, but Rudy went over with the
$1,600. Okay, but Anne,
yes.
So is it all settled now that he's going to leave?
No, he totally changed what he said he was going to do, and changed it to something that that was totally different than what he said he would do.
Okay, so, guys, do you see how that creates havoc, distrust, anger amongst all parties when we don't abide by the rules we have agreed to? Now, and the first thing, and I don't know what this has to do with it, but we are, by God, going to get into it, by the gods of us. They're showing me and telling me getting things in writing.
Yeah, well, I sent over for something for him to sign, you know, that I have given him the $1,600 and that he had agreed to leave. But
but you didn't do that before you gave him the check, right?
I think I already gave him the
Did you get the signed document back from him that he would move as soon as he got the check?
No.
Okay. So what we have then, I love this. This is a great show. Everybody should listen to this show again. What we have then is, in your mind, you had a completed rule. In his mind, he had a rule that he could change any time he wanted to because he hadn't signed anything.
About the leaving, right? Okay.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
And so when you're working and dealing with people like that, you don't pay them until you have the signed document, because then you have a rule in writing.
Got it.
Okay. So I want to get to what the core of this is all about. Sheets, book, give me a song, any song.
Zippity-doo-dah.
Yeah, okay. Now we're going to a core belief, because it's around joy and happiness. Not this page, this page. Okay, here we go. And this goes right into the subject of this show. I cannot create with other energy. And it's around joy and happiness. So when I can create fine by my own, on my own. But if I have to deal with other energy around my joy and happiness, I can't create with them. Now, that gives us a real conundrum, because we always have to create with other energy, guys. Whether it's a person or weather or money, it's all other energy. So, and your pony here, which you are bringing in for all of us, which is about all the emails that I received and us working together to get the highest truth about them, is knowing, God, I love this work, that I successfully create my happiness with other energy. Everybody claim it right now. I successfully create my happiness with all other energy. And so it is. Wow. Claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light around that. And, you know, Anne, if you go back to a lot of things you've called in about, this is a theme that goes through a lot of them. Okay? I don't know what I'm hearing on the headphone. There's a lot of noise all of a sudden on the headphone. Okay, so I successfully create with all other energy. That's what you want to start claiming. Now, I also invite all of you, and I'm going to use Anne's example here.
One more question.
Let me finish this one.
Okay, got it.
Before you go on.
Okay.
I want you to start looking within yourself at how you see people like him. Do you see, when you look out into the world, do you see a world where you can create beautiful, joyous success with other energy?
Because well, you're 5 years with him, yeah.
With your perception of what energy you're dealing with affects your outcome. Okay, so what's your last question, baby? Because then I've got to get another caller on here.
My next step feels like I need to go through the lawyer and evict him and take steps like that, because at this point I think the trust has been totally broken with him.
If you can do that through love, I get a yes, that is your next step, which kind of surprises me, quite frankly. But again, the channel wants to urgently remind you, like the Buddha said, if you have to sue someone on this plane, sue them, just do it from the state of love. Because if you get all gussied up and angry and, you know, and righteous and all that stuff, he's not going to go down. Energetically, you go down.
No, I've stayed centered. Well, he's done all the anger and everything, and he's hired a lawyer, and at this point, and I chose to try to mediate it, but with him where he is, I don't see anything.
I get a yes on that. You just need to finalize this with the lawyer. However, again, in order to bring in another tenant that does not resonate with his vibration, you want to know that you absolutely successfully create your joy and happiness with all other energy and attract that kind of person into the space. All right, darling?
Yeah, he's a hoarder, and it is a fire hazard, and to have him in.
Yeah, I got it. And your foot thing, if you listen to your words, my next step, I have to step into more love, has to do with your feet. All right, baby, thank you.
Thank you.
Much love to you, and happy holidays.
Hey, Dee.
Yes?
We have one of your emailers on the line.
Oh, goody. We're down at the bottom.
I'll bring her on. She's way at the bottom, yeah. It's Jan, and you're on, Jan.
Hi, baby.
Hey, I've been trying to get on for 45 minutes, and I couldn't remember what button to push, and it was very frustrating, but I'm here.
Well, good. We already discussed everything. Did you hear it?
I've heard most of it, yeah.
Okay,
I think part of what I'd like to say is part of this may be definitions, but I will stand by the idea that rules are formalized belief systems that we agree upon. And if we're coming from a state of love and joy and peace, we certainly agree not to kill each other and not to be mean and that kind of a thing. But there's still belief systems. And if you go back to the Seth material, he talks about there are no victims, that people come into this scenario a lot like actors come into a role, and some people come out to experience things that I wouldn't choose, and they have the right to choose that as much as I have the right to choose what I choose.
Hold on. I have to interject when I'm getting yelled at.
Okay, go.
That is true when it doesn't affect other people. When your rules, you have a right to live in your rules, and I have a right to live in my rules. Religion is a good example of that.
Absolutely.
But when your religion says it's okay to come kill me, then that's not okay.
I don't think it's okay, but
well, you have to make a clear definition about it, Jan.
if you do not believe in victimization, and if you can contemplate the idea that souls come into this incarnation for different reasons and that they volunteer to be the victim of a murder in order to teach the perpetrator some kind of a lesson. I guess that's a simplistic way of doing it. But there's an energetic match between someone committing violence and someone receiving violence.
Okay, now let me. I want to stop and test that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Do you have your pendulum? Because I know you use one.
Sure.
Okay. So let's all take a breath here. We want the highest answer. We want the answer that's going to expand us the most in the highest understanding of how energy works. Are you with me on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame around that. I just want to take the statement that you just made and say that's a true statement and test it.
It's true for me.
Okay. See, I didn't ask if it was true for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are we still on? Because it just came in, said we're not on anymore. Stephen, are we on? Oh, dear God.
I know. It's one thing after another.
Well, it's because this is so volatile.
Well, and this is
Hold on. I don't want to lose this, Jan. I didn't ask if it was right for you or the truth for you. I said, is that a true statement as far as the highest understanding of energy is concerned?
Yes.
Okay, and so I get a no. So that is a pony to me. That's always when Jared and I got our highest information. Okay, so are we asking the right question? What do you get?
I suspect not.
Yeah, I'm getting a no. Okay, so we both want to know what the highest question is. And the highest question is not, do we come in voluntarily to play out things with other people? Aha. Okay. So the first thing I hear is we come in to play out our own scenarios. We come in to know that we are the creators of ourselves. Do you get a yes on that?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Does that mean then that we have to use other people in positive or negative ways to create who we are?
I get a big no.
I get a big no too. So we don't come in to be the other side of the positive or negative that we choose. We come in to choose the positive and negative for us, and that creates the scenario. What
yeah,
do you get on
true.
That?
That's true.
You get, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's some pretty interesting clarification around the understanding. So basically what Seth was bringing through was, this is interesting, it was a correct concept and Seth didn't have, or through our perceptions, we didn't understand the highest meaning. What do you get on that?
I get a yes on that, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go back and type this up. And as a plug for our Facebook page. We have a Facebook page. It is private. You have to have a Facebook account. If you find me, it's J-A-N-N McKenzie, M-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E, and friend me on Facebook and say you want to join Dee's group. I will let you in. But I type up notes from every Sunday show, and this part will go into Sunday show because however you said that was really good.
Well, I didn't say it. I was
whomever.
Stating what the channel gave us. But that is, again, you see, they said, Jan, that all of this comes down to the fact that we are put in fear that we are not our own creators and we don't get to choose creation we want. And this goes right into it, that we literally get to choose whether we're safe in this world.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Which is in opposition to if somebody wants to kill us, we're playing a part in it.
No, because someone can choose to not be safe. If you can choose to be safe, you can choose to not be safe.
Exactly.
If everybody chooses to be safe, except one person who wants to kill, he or she would have no one to kill.
I understand. But what we're looking for is this very fine line of definition here around what this is all about. People went into reaction more about the politics than you did, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because that threatened what they were holding on to around the judgment of creation, basically, and put them into fear of what the channel started giving me was the fear of being wrong, but and then I went into fear of being wrong when I read the emails, so I had to go back and become objective and get clear about all this. I mean, and we're out of time, and I would but we've gotten to the highest thing I get to, guys, which is the creation of me.
Absolutely. The one thing I want to say about politics is that our current president, it makes sense to me now because he is acting out for us what we are so afraid about power, that if we have unlimited power to do anything, this is how we would behave.
And I'm going to have to go because we're really out of time, but I tested that. And they said, actually, it puts us into fear of what we would do if we had this much power.
Absolutely. That's what I said. Yeah.
So how great – no, what they're saying is it's saying to us, how great can I be when I have this much power?
Yeah.
Not – and probably it goes both ways. It goes both ways. Or am I going to be out of integrity and out of love if I do have this much power, right?
Indeed.
Again, we get to create. I am the creation of me. Go to the home page of imdwallace.com. Go to the home page.
Yep.
And there's a great free thing that Jared Hewitt and I did at the bottom called I Am the Creation of Me. It's incredibly powerful. Everybody go watch it. Jan, thank you for calling in. So appreciative of you helping
me.
Love you. I love you too, baby. And I love that we all want the highest truth. So say it with
Amen.
Me now. I love me even more. Because we know, right, Jan?
We do.
That's what it's all about. I love you guys. Happy, 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 happy holidays. I'll see you on the 23rd.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows,
enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.